Okay. Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos talks about the mitzvah chamishis, mitzvah sei chamishis, who should see one of the yisala, the mitzvah to over the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This pasuk is repeated many times in the Torah. Avata Mitzvah Shemal Kecha, Moser Savoidu, Moser Savoid, Ula Avdoi. Rabbi Shazeh Hatzivim, whom Gam came in, Hatzivim Hakulalim, Hakulalim. It's a general type of a tzivri. Tzivri Kadosh Baruch Hu means do the mitzvahs. So it's not a specific mitzvah. So in general, those mitzvahs he does not count as one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. Just a general command, keep the Torah, is not one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. But hineyesh per yichud, it is one specific element, unique element, should tzivoy betfila. It's a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it is one of the Tariyag mitzvahs because there's a specific mitzvah which Chazal understand in this pasuk to daven. Lashon sifri ula avdoi zut tfila. The Gemara says, the more he brings that Mishasai Shalyazar Benoi shall be Resag Lili Amru, Menain shall Ikrit Fila Besacha Mitzvahs, Mihacha, as Hashem Lakakotir by Soy Savoit. So the Rambam learns that there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Tfila, and this Tfila is Ulavda Becholava, is this mitzvah Ulavda Becholavavcha. The Rambam, when he brings it down in Hilchus Tfila, at the beginning of Hilchus Tfila, the Rambam says this mitzvah of Tfila is Tfila and Birchus Kanan go together. There's two mitzvahs over here. Achaz Labas Hashem B'chol Yoyim B'Tfila. So Mitzvah Zeli Spal B'chol Yoyim Shenem Rabatim As Hashem Elokeichem the Pasuk Rabatim. P'yashmu Lomdu, that means we're talking about davening. That means what is Shabalev is Tfila. But Minyan Tfila is not Minyan Torah. That which you have to daven, once a day. How many times you daven in a day? That's the Rabbana. Okay. That's how the Rambam says. Comes the Ramban in his Hasagas. He says, he brings many Gemoras where you see that the mitzvah Tfila is the Rabbana. Tefillah is the one, it's not the rice. It's according to the Rambam, L'chor, Suffolk, and Tefillah, etc. Your Gemara says, Berchus is the rice, so Tefillah is the Rabbanon. Many Gemaras, but the more makes that Chilik. He says, what's shot in the Pasuk? Alavadik, when you're not Tefillah, and a Chayva Klau. He mimidas ha-chesed ha-berius baruch aleinu, she-shirmeya v'oina b'chol kareinu ilam. It's a chesed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to daven, you can daven. Vikir kasa v'lodah b'chol avavchem is mitzvah say shetia kol avadrisenu l'kel yisborach b'chol avavenu. When we do serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we do mitzvahs, when we do learn, when we do tefillah, whatever we do, we should do it with our heart. We should be aware of what we're doing. We shouldn't be doing it, we're not focused. It says, lo shenasa, where is this? Klamer b'chavonu r'tsuya shleima l'shmoy u'bein hira ra. Well, he shouldn't do it. Why not? You never know. You know, it might work, might not work, but you know, might as well cover our bases just in case. You know, in case there is Gan Eden, you know, it's worth it. That's not avoidable cholev. You're not doing mitzvahs with your heart. Or a person do, you know, no, but that mitzvah is kavana. No, according to Ramban, every time you do a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah say deraisa to do it being focused on the mitzvah. Okay, so what's with davening? Now, if you're looking for the mitzvah of tefillah, she's probably love, but veis hatzoris. The time of tzorah, we should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the pasuk about lo yisro, kisavoy mochama ba'artzechem, al tzorah, tzorah eschem, ahari oisim b'chatzoitzeris. You should call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the chatzoitzeris, but it means you call out and feel it to Kadosh Baruch Hu using the chatzoitzeris as being ma'ar you. When he's kartim, they say, Hashem alokeichem, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will remember you. The mitzvah called tzorah b'tzorah shatov al tzibur. Whenever there's a situation of tzorah, litzuk lefana b'tfila u'bitruah. You daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's when there's a mitzvah of tfila. Mitzvah Tefillah, according to Rabban, is the case of the time of necessity, a time of need, we call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the Ramban, Betzim, it's a Ram, the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam beginning Hilchos Tanius. Mamash should begin Hilchos Tanius. Rambam says Hilchos Tanius, Mitzvah Say Achas, there's one Mitzvah, the Rambam, whenever he goes to anyone, the Rambam pictured his Yad Chazaka was a beer on the Taryag Mitzvahs. That's how the Rambam pictured his Yad Chazaka. So each one of the tefillahs, halachas, the Rambam goes through, he gives you a hakdama, the beginning of that, which one of the Taryag Mitzvahs are going to be explained in these halachas. Sometimes it's many mitzvahs, sometimes it's only one. You open up Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Din of Avodah Zarah, and he has a list of, I think, 42 mitzvahs that are going to be explained in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Mechukah is saying. But over here, the Rambam says, Hilchos Tanius, one mitzvah is explained. V'hi lizoik lifnei Hashem v'chol eis tzara g'dayla shal tov al tzibur. The case of tzara, we should be zoik to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Semen HaTara, the first halacha, Hilchos Tanius, Perek Aleph, Mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Semen HaTara, lizoik l'haria b'chatzoytzuz al kol tzara shal tov al tzibur, shem ra'al tzara tzarezkem, v'hairoysim b'chatzoytzuz, the pasuk in Baal HaYiskot the Ramban brings. So Rambam brings that pasuk also. So there's a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Any time of tzara, there's a mitzvah to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Climber. Kaldover sheyitzu lechem. Anything which bothers you. Kugan Batsaris, there's Rav, Videver, Varbe, Chiyotzeben, Vizaku alayin. You should daven v'hariyu. V'darazemi darkei tshuva, shuzan shetav batsara, v'yizaku alayin, v'yiriyu, yeidu akal shvigal maseim aroyim, hoira lohen. They'll realize it's because of their avarice. They'll do tshuva and they'll take away the sorrow. I was at the Rambam Perek Halacha Gimel. Avim lo yizaku v'lo yoriu. Listen, you know, there's a 70-year cicadas. So that's what happens, right? You know, that's the way it goes, right? Locusts come, locusts go. That's the way it is. Iralonu v'tsara zun nikra nikres. It happens. Harezu derech achzorius. That person is an achzor. He's a cruel person. They remain with their avarus. The punishment will be bigger. If you walk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the attitude that's carry, it's coincidence. And Russia brought the tzara, we should do tshuva. If you tell me that's a coincidence, so my response will be, I'll get more angry, and I'll give you more of that. You want carry? I'll give you carry. I'll give you coincidences. You want to have more? I'll give you more tzaras, because that's exactly what you're doing to me. But the Rambam learns the same, it's to say, Lizuk al Haria, the same pasuk that the Ramban brings. So the mechalik in the Rambam and the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of love to b'chol levavchem uvatan shem alkechem, means a mitzvah of tefillah. But they both agree that there's a mitzvah a kol tzara sheshav tov al tzibur. Pashim yitzal yochid also. Now betzim is an interesting thing. It's very possible. So how often are you mekayim the other mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Rambam Hilchos Tanius, the Ramban's mitzvah? The Rambam learns the pashim there's a din every single day. You have to daven one time a day. Kern Ramban, if it's done when there's a problem, there's something which is sariskem, which bothers you, so that can be 10 times a day. If a person realizes he's totally beyond a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everything is an issue that I need help for, so then he's, you know, I'm not learning the way I like to learn, so Bereshim, please help me. Kern Ramban, that's a mitzvah the rice of tefillah. Kern Ramban, that's a mitzvah the rice of tefillah. It's a tzar which bothers me, because yotzeh lechem, it bothers me, so I daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu for help. A person has a headache and it bothers him, and he takes an aspirin, and he says he rots and she says a leader of fushim and a shemayim ki rafichin amata, like the more that you're supposed to do. That's the rise of tefillah. I once heard from a businessman. He said his best tefillahs are by the negotiating table. Russian, please let him accept the deal. You know, he's a firm businessman, you know, so you get to the negotiating table and he wants the guy to, you know, it's worth millions of dollars, some of these deals. Person, please let it work. That's a mitzvah deraisa, tefillah. That's it, by him, it's a tzara, kriyotze lechem. Shmonesrei in shul, maybe it's the rabbanon. Now, Betzim, we were down Shemesh, we were supposed to realize we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, and we get to Refoeinu, we would daven Refoeinu because we need Baruch Hu's help. That's mitzvah d'oraisa. But it's time you say words, so that's not d'oraisa. There's no tsar. I don't feel any pain. Nothing bothers me. Like, yeah, it's Megate to Zay, you know, that's tefillah. Megate to Zay, that's tefillah. So that's not d'oraisa. But tak, I realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And without it, it's not going to happen. Atoch choinein lo adam das. I'm not a smart guy. Yes, I was a smart guy. Who's not a smart guy today? Maybe tonight I always make some stupid mistakes. Maybe Hashem will take away my ability to think. Well, who says that I'm able to think today? Because I thought yesterday. Hashem recreates. I want that I should be able to think. Please, that's tefillah d'oraisa. If I feel that. If I don't feel that, it's done. It's tefillah d'rabbanan. Halavai, it's d'rabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchos in Perek, Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Dalad. Kavanas Aleib. So the Rambam at the beginning of the Perek, Chemisha Duarim. Ma'akven is a tefillah. Abish Shagiyah Zman. Even when it's time to daven, there's five things which are necessary that you must get in place before you daven. And if you can't, you can't daven. The halacha is Taras Yudayim, Kisei Erva. Erva's not covered. You can't daven. It's Zman of tefillah, but it's Katan. It's Kisei Erva. I don't have clothing. Taras Makam until the Makam where he is, it's not clean, and he can't get away. Devor Ma'akhevsim is something which will take away his ability to make him rush. He has to go to the bathroom. Rambam, the Rambam, the person can't daven. You have to go to the bathroom because you're going to rush through davening. Ukvonas Halev. The Rambam says Kvonas Halev is one of the four things, five things. Says Ma'akev is a tefillah. You can't daven without Kvonas Halev. So that's the beginning of the parak. Halacha Tesvav Kvonas Halev Ketsa. So the parak Dalal Halacha Tesvav Hilchos Tefillah. Now the Rambam was, you know, they say Rambam was a rationalist, you know, there wasn't this big esoteric Kabbalist, you know. Rambam was a rationalist. See, he was a philosopher, you know. Kavona Salev Ketsa. Kol Tefila Sheina Bekavona Eina Tefila. If you daven without Kavona, you didn't daven. If you mispala below Kavona, Chazum mispala Bekavona. You see, do it again. Mata Daita Meshabeshes, Uliba Torid. He can't focus. Also, he's spalal. Ashadis Yashav Daito. You can't daven. Fir Habom in a Derech. This is a Gemara. Habom in a Derech. A person comes from traveling and he's tired. Or a Meitzer or something's bothering him. Also, he's spalal. Ashadis Yashav Daito. You can't daven until you're able to focus. Omer Chachamim Yishat Shlosh Yomim. Takes 3 days. You wait 3 days. Ashinuch Vitiskar Daito Machach Yispal. So, what is Kavanah? Ketzi Yakavon. Shifanes Liboy Mikola Machshavis. You remove all of the thoughts from your mind. Vyira Atzma Kilo who Oymed Lithne Ashkina. He perceives himself standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch. That's Kavon. And the Ramah, that's Ma'akev. If you can't do that, don't daven. Now we pass in the places that we pass nowadays. It's a Gemara, Betz, and the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say that the Ramah is Taich, but the Gemara says that a person can't be Machavin. Right, so the more an Erevin, the more it says that you can't daven. So he says, oh, what do we do nowadays? Nowadays we never daven anyway. So you might as well just say the words at least. And we have when we're not tired and we're not kabbom in a derech. We do have kabbana. It's a terrible indictment on a klal Yisrael, you know, that you know we're so not with it that but the Rambam's definition of kabbana here. The Rambam's definition of kabbana is we're standing in front of the Shekhinah. Person has to sit before he davens. Person has to sit down before he davens for a moment, for a few moments, and be miyashav daita. Miyashav daita, pashat, focus. And then he davens benachas ubesachanunim, gently, not in a rush that you get anywhere. With hachanunim, with requesting from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu,
And he's asking, Hashem, I need this.
I have this package on my back, which I got to get off my back. Okay, listen, I got to daven. I'm a frumah yid. I can surpass this. I shouldn't daven. So I got to be yotze. Okay, so yotze given. I need to get this done with. I says that you can't. That's not your daven. That's not how you do it. You do it b'nachas u'b'sachanunim. Now the Chabad's Chaim, this halacha, he says, learns that that's the mission. This is a person shouldn't make tefillos a keva. It's a keva. I have to daven. He has a shaila that he holds a bach, holds a bidi ever. You're not yotze. You make tefillos a keva. You're not yotze tefillah b'klal. If a person does it just because that's what I have to do, you're not yotze tefillah. And if he's very mak, but the bir halacha is very mak, but the person should be careful not to daven tefillos a keva because it could be you have a subbing now with you because you're davening again. So you can't be yotze tefillos a keva. It's just kimpashin on ma'isa. The fichud tzarich liyasher ma'at acharat tefillah. Va'achar kach yipoter. The person has to take a moment after davening. You can't run out the door. Mashir told me ma'isa, you know, Mashir Gutenstark's on yet. He's getting on his years. Right? He says, Baruch Hashem, he has a disease called octogenarianism. Baruch Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, he's come out, told him about the disease called nonagenarianism. So every morning after davening, he sits down, he puts his head down for a few minutes. So somebody comes and asks, like, what are you doing? You're like, you okay? So yeah, Baruch Hashem, fine. Are you okay? I'm okay. He says, what? He says, every time after davening, he stops for a few minutes, and he thinks about Baruch Hashem's chesedim they did for him. He thinks about how nice Baruch Hashem is to him, how Baruch Hashem, his family, what he's accomplished in his life, etc. It takes a few minutes to stop and think about that every day, before he walks out the door. Mashiach didn't learn yeshiva, didn't learn Rambams, but he's a shikul has shikul seichel. He said, you know, what is it? What is tefillah? Tefillah was opportunity to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you got to say thank you afterwards. You know, we asked for so many things, and he said, you know, let's stop and think about what we got. You got to say thank you. So every day he stops and thinks about how much he has. Baruch Hashem. We surely, Rambam seems to say, you know, that's part of the afterthought of tefillah. You know, I just, Mama, you just went. I mean, I don't. It's just picture a person went into the audience. He had an audience with the president. Okay, you know, the king. You know, because I mean, you know, we don't have kings. We have presidents. You know, the audience. He had a chance to go to front of Congress and present his make his presentation. Why they have to do something like that? He's going to run out afterwards. You know, he made a good presentation. He felt he made a good presentation. You enjoy that a little bit. You start thinking about, you know, look what I accomplished. You know, what helped with. Well, listen to me. I hope it'll work. Like, where are you running? You can't run out afterwards. You were just in the plenary session of the joint houses of Congress. You just had an audience in the Oval Office. You just stood in front of the Tsar of Russia, Shaita, who had the power of life and death. You don't run out afterwards. Where are you running? How can you run afterwards? So the Rambam, Chasidim Rishonim HaYishayim Sha'achas Karim HaTfila, Sha'achas Lachar HaTfila, Ma'arichim HaTfila Sha'achas. They push, they couldn't run away, they couldn't move, they couldn't run away, they couldn't do it. They couldn't. When daven, see, we talk about davening, what translate kavana, davening, you have pure shamilis, that's kavana. The Rambam never didn't know that. And he didn't know that kavanah, the word kavanah is supposed to translate as pirush milus. Kavanah means that you talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what kavanah means. Not that you sit there and intellectualize. I thought you mean you talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is an opportunity for a human being to walk in to the Kadosh Kadosh. Okay, show me from Shemurah. Right. You walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Fnaim and the Fnaim, it's nobody else there. That's what tefillah is. So the Rambam says, Lashon, the Kilo, you're standing over the Fnei Ashkina. Shurach Lanarach, Lashon. I
And that's what davening is. Davening is that mamash, you're there with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the reason why you can't be mafsa in the middle of davening. We're not mafsa of anything else in the middle of davening. There's a mandam of the whole world. We're not mafsa given to listen to kedusha. Tosfos has a topic about it because that's a steer. It's steer for the act of human beings standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's your mamash in the Kaddish, you're in the Kaddish Kaddashim. You don't do anything else. You're talking to Kaddish Baruch Hu. But the Rama says to do that, you got to come early. You got to stop for a moment. Ben Yonah in Sefer Yira has the same nusach. V'yavu lebeis haknesses v'yeshev v'mkaymai. V'yeshev v'lo yiftach piv. Lashon the Sefer Ben Yonah. Atcha yishamat. V'yashev aliboy lifnei mi hu yoshev. U'mishamei devorov. You know, think about what we're about to do. We're about to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vos yilvash charada ve'ema v'zeya v'resis. Yiftach tefilas al haseder. Then you start davening. You know, it's a challenge. Davening is a challenge. Part of the reason davening is a challenge is because we've been davening since we're little kids. We have no shachas this when we're little kids. Rav Simcha Zisa one time said it's at Nebuch, you know, that our picture of Avraham Avinu is based on what we learned about him in third grade. You know, we picture this nice old man, Avraham Avinu, you know, he ran to take care of guests, etc. You know, we have a picture of Avraham Avinu. We basically got it when we were in third grade, and that's it. Our understanding of davening is based on, you know, what davening is, what we got in third grade. You know, yeah, you say the words, and then, Baruch Hashem, you know, people go to davening, they go to shuls, the people who are nefesh to go to davening go to shul. What's davening by them? They talk during davening. They daven quickly. They clearly show that they want to get out of here and get it done with. Like, what's your rush? Why are you interested in talking to the guy next? I mean, you think about it for a second. Forget about the bizoy and shavoy. I have an opportunity to talk to the Melech Malchi Amlochim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which the Nefesh Kolchai is Beyodai. And I can talk with him, and I can discuss with him, and I can present my presentation for myself, for my friends, for my family, for Klal Yisrael. I have all these opportunities, and I'm schmoozing with the guy next to me. I'm an absolute. And I mean, if we were thinking about it for a second, what that means, we realize that there's something that they call it, in Yiddish, it's called a Polna Meshugana. It's an absolute raving idiot. Right? That's basically what we are. Tessa, we don't know what tefillah is. But we're so trained, you know, what tefillah looks like in the shuls, and what it looks like in the places that we've davened. We have no idea what tefillah is. It's a nebuch. The people go through their whole life and never know what tefillah is supposed to look like. And never know what they missed. And maybe one time, well, they know the Lebuch, they finally get into a tzorah, and their wife is holding by a sudden illness. And they go and they daven their kishkas out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they realize that's what davening is. So why do you have to wait for that? Like, you know, that's when you finally wake up and realize the tefillah is. Like, wake up, you couldn't do it yesterday. You're having difficulty learning. You can't ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you for your learning. You can't ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help the guy next to you for his learning. The Kaisel is lacking in sorrows that we need help for. So the opportunity to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm standing in the Kadosh Kadoshim and saying, Roshim, thank you. It's such an opportunity. And it needs time. Rebbeinu says it needs thought process. It needs to sit there and stop before you start. And stop for a second and say, what am I doing? Yishma'at. V'yeshev v'lo yiftach piv. That means you got to get there early. You can't get the davening at 7:25 and do this. You can't. Because you're too busy saying, I want to ask the guy, you know, after Yom Kippur, they do tshuva. He says, I'm too busy davening, it's time to do tshuva. Now, it's funny, but it's true. I can't daven, I'm too busy saying the words. That's funny, but it's true. I didn't daven. I didn't talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu because I'm too busy saying the words. You know, and of course I'm very frum. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be semichan the sheet that you're supposed to skip. So I just got to say the words. The only problem is I came at 7:25. So I said brachas and Pesukah Zimra. Who has time to daven when I'm saying busy saying all the Pesukah Zimra? You know, we were conveying the yeshiva that from brachas till to yishtabach is 20 minutes. No, nobody can do it. The guys can't take that long. They don't know how to do it. And I can't say it in 20 minutes. I can't. I don't know how to say it in 20 minutes. I'm learning. When I came and tell the first, I had no idea how to do it. Now I've been here for 15, 16 years. I'm getting better at it. But how do you let the words talk to you? How do you say Pesachas Yudechum as Pilechol Chavetz and walk in nervous about what's going to be with Parnassah and walk out relaxed because I spoke to Kodesh Baruch and I feel confident that person is going to answer me because I let the word sink into my kishkas at that pace? That's not a fast pace. I had a funny mindset. I had a dam with the Sephardim last night. So one of the guys told me, I said, it's a little bit fast for me. A little faster, that's what he said. He said, that's so funny. I said, what do you mean so funny? He says, because they're the slowest minion in all of Sharmrei. You know, I said, okay. But it was still fast for me. I mean, she was still also fast for me. So it's a couple of her, maybe a couple of her. I don't know how to daven at the pace that this yeshiva davens. I don't know how to say the words. I can say all the words, Baruch Hashem. I can talk fast and all you guys put together. I don't know how to daven at that pace. I don't know how you daven at that pace. And how anybody, Rabbi Aaron knows how to daven at that pace, Baruch Hashem. You see, he talking davens. You see, he's talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't do it at that pace. I need to have time to misyash of Libi. If any of you are like me, you also need it. So come a little bit early. So you come at 7:15, you put on your towels, you put on your tefillin. So you put in tefillin, and tefillin has the skula to take away the machshavas, aros, and shabbat our hearts to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we start for example what tefillin is and put on tefillin. You know, tefillin takes time. It takes time to put on tefillin. I tell you one rabbi one time said, he says, you know, he doesn't, you know, he says Rosh Hashanah. So we Tkiyah Shaifer. Tkiyah Shaifer Rosh Hashanah. So Lamatseach L'nekei Rach Mizmor Kol Amim. Good. Okay, seven times. Good. I usually get four in, by the way. In the seven, I usually get four, but that's besides the point. Then you have Kras Sotim. Right? Kol Yishmata. Okay, then you say the Bracha. Bracha! Amen. Okay. Why? Tefillin is any less kosher than Shofar? He says, his picture of tefillin should be at 7:15. We should have the whole tzibur here saying the paragraph, Hinei V'chavein! Right? Then the Shabbos, everybody's with the tefillin. What's wrong? Tefillin is less chashav than shofar. Nebuch, tefillin is zarcha to be every single day, so we don't have the chashivas for tefillin. That's what tefillin is. Tefillin is shofar every single day. That's how you put on tefillin. Okay, so now you're wearing tefillin. You're wearing the ois of a Kodesh Baruch on your head and on your heart. You ready? Now let's talk. Brachas. Brachas. He's talking to the Lord. He's saying, thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shaloi asani goy. It takes about 3 minutes to say Shaloi asani goy. At least, right? Baruch atah Hashem, alekeinu melech haolam, Shaloi asani goy. You know what that means? Your whole life. Your Gan Eden. your schus, Torah, mitzvahs, tefil, everything that you have is being said this morning. Shaloi osani goy. 3 minutes, three seconds flat? 10 seconds flat? 15 seconds? A minute? How long did it take to say shaloi osani goy? Asher bocha bonami kol ami menotzel one of his Torah. So how long did it take to say that? That's davening. We're ready to go out into the streets and scream the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria. It takes time. Hallelujah. I'm busy screaming at the Shemayim. The Shemayim, you be Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shemayim, you be Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm busy screaming to the whole world, be Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Tzva Shemayim, there's no Kaychayor, there's no nothing. What am I saying? Oz Yashir Moshe. Oz Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael is Hashir HaZoyz. But what's the... If a person says it b'simchi, Merch L'Klav HaNoysev, you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real to him. Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad Malkeinu. He's not Malkeinu. I don't get it. I also do it sometimes because I'm stuck. Because I feel like I'm talking to the wall sometimes. That's what we all do. We talk to the wall every time that we daven. We're not talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking to the wall. You have to miyashim ma'at. Just a little bit. Stop and think. For what are you doing? Miyashim v'mekoy ma'at. V'yeshim v'lo yiftach piv. Atche yishim ma'at. V'yoshev alibor lifnei mi hu yoshev. U'mi shemei adevorov. V'oz yilvash charoda. V'eima v'zeya v'reses. V'yiftach tfilos al ha-seder. So the Rambam, Arach ha-gispal u'benachas u'besachanunim. After such a thought process, you can't rush. The Rambam, I guarantee you, know how to daven faster than all you put together. He knew all the words. And he's very good. He's probably a very smart man, the Rambam. He could think as quick as you could. But the Rambam says, Adam benachas u'besachanunim. Benachas u'besachanunim. And, you know, some of you have never seen it. You've never seen it in your lifetime. So what do I want from you? You've never seen it in your lifetime. What a tefillah is supposed to look like. But a person who's a balabas or a rabbi, I don't care who he is, who takes tefillah, it's serious. Not just he's frum. I'm not talking about frumkeit. I'm talking about talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not talking about screaming Pesukah de Zimra. I'm talking about Pesukah de Zimra screaming at you. I'm talking about Pesach HaShadach talking to you. That it goes into your kishkes. That you come out a different person than you walked into davening. You cannot walk out of davening the same as you walked into davening and say that you davened. You did not daven. If you walk out of davening the same as you walked in, you did not daven. You said words. You're very frum. You had kavanah pirush milas. You did not daven. You did not talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because you didn't change. There's no thing as talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not changing. If your attitude towards Yiddishkeit, towards mitzvahs, towards tefillah, towards Torah, towards brachas didn't change from beginning to the end of davening, you did not daven. Because Baruch Hu is not real to you. You did not have a conversation with your Creator. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Rambam said. The Rambam didn't know the kavanah. Kavanah means pirush milas. The Rambam thought kavanah means to feel you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody ever taught him the pshat. See, he's stuck. He's got a daven like benachas b'sachanunim. Because in his world, tefillah is an opportunity. The Rebbe Reb Yerdeson, the Rebbe Reb Yerdeson, he says that pri amoloi, the ikur pri zmanoi. Now, he was from years. I mean, he was a Talmud Chacham. His Urim Tumim is like a tremendously long Lashon Sefer, crazy place. Bnei Yehuva. He wasn't upset, you know, about Musa. I mean, he was about Musa, but he was a message. He was a Talmud Chacham. He says, Iker pri zmanoi is the moment that you get your zeicher to stand in front of your Kadosh Baruch Hu and talk to him. That's what tefillah is. It's the high point of your day. It's the moment that you're punched, chalishing for. I'm waiting for that moment I can talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm challenged for that moment I can walk into the Beis Medrash and daven and talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rosh Hashanah say, how much I love you, and how much I thank you, and how much you've been good to me, how much I want to ask from you, how much I'm worried about my what's going to be in Flourish, and please help me. And how much I understand that you take all care of Kol HaKlai, so that I'm not really worried because I know you'll take care of everything and it'll work out good in the end. And I want to talk to you about it. I need to have a conversation. I need to get it off my chest. I need to talk. First of all, we need to have a conversation, you and me. We got to talk. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Rama's talking about. And that, maybe there's some people which Taka can do it faster. V'la'ani b'soichem. And if that means you have to go to sleep early the night before because you get up early the next morning to get to davening early because you daven with the minyan, which doesn't do that, that's what you got to do. And it means you go to sleep early the night before this so your mind is clear and it's rested and you walk in the davening and you're focused. You got to do that. We're offering diamonds. Diamonds, take work. That means you got a good night's sleep. You got to get diamonds, get a good night's sleep. It means getting up early and coming and stopping and davening and saying some words and then stopping. So what did it just say? What is it saying to me? How is it affecting me? What is the message for me? Mizrul Asayda, Haril Hashem Kol Oritz. I'm ready to scream at the whole world. It's ready to be mahalo to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm ready to run into the streets. It's just like the thing of Meshuggah. I'm ready to run the streets and say, stop! There's a very other mafel. Look what he does for us. Aren't you excited? They think a little bit strange, so I don't do that. Right? But shouldn't we want to do that? Isn't that what the message of tefillah is? Isn't that the words that we say, hallel? What is taich hallel? Hallel means excite, praise with excitement. That's what it means. The pasha my kishkas are into it. I'm pasha my god, I'm close on that fish. And is it, I'm not talking about meshuggahness. I'm talking about the Shulchan Aruch brings it down on halacha. This is how they used to daven. He spashed the gashmias. They reached him a drink of karbel and avua. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tzaiches, Aruch Chaim. It's not like, it's a Zoyer somewhere. We're talking about Zoyers. We're talking about a Shulchan Aruch. He was, Mishra was a very weighted, And he wasn't, but one of these flighty people, the non-Nachmans, Karv l'nevua, he said, he spashes the gas. You know the words? It says something in the tongue. It fits with the non-Nachsk people. They wish, I'm flying high. They take LSD. He sounds like, he's an LSD. Let's start davening. Okay. Okay, that's it. That's the message. It's something to take it to heart. Think about it. You're not going to change overnight, but a little bit different, a little bit better, a little bit different.